for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. You're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. I'm Jesse.
I'm Jamie.
Whoa, you're Jamie.
I'm
Jesse.
Red hot.
Whoa.
Red hot Jamie.
In literally, because that's what happens when you go too loud in the recording thing, is it turns red. How's it going, Jamie?
So good. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy May.
Happy May. I'm back from... I don't know if I mentioned that I was going to Toronto.
To Trana?
Trana. The correct way to spell... Or to spell... The way to spell the correct pronunciation of Trana is C-H-R-A-N-A.
Yeah.
Maybe a double N at the end. Like Trana.
Real Trana. Heads know.
Yeah. Which is me now, because I was there for just over a week and thus became a resident.
Yeah, congratulations. Jesse is officially from the quote-unquote center of the universe. Wow, Big City J.
That's me.
That's all Big City J.
I also adopted that as my permanent full-time persona. I will only be responding to Big City J from... now on. We'll see how long that lasts.
It's your rock radio.
Mm-hmm. Big City J. When Daniel and I were doing our fantasy hockey podcast, remember when that was a thing?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the end of season recap episode.
Mm-hmm. It might come.
There is so much good content that you've left on the floor.
We came up with an FM radio duo persona. Myself, Daniel Wojcik, myself, Jesse Wensloff, and my co-host Daniel Wojcik became Chuck and the Sloth. Chuck and the Sloth.
Chuck and the Sloth. Oh boy, oh boy. Jesse, how was the center of the universe?
Bleak.
Did you tell people about local music, or did you throw all the local music in the garbage bin because you're all about corporate radio rock now?
Well, it was the first one. I told lots of people, mostly community radio people, about local music. There was lots of, hey, what's a band from your city that you like? I wrote on at the Met Radio, they have a whiteboard that just says, what's a band from your town? And so I put, can you guess?
Oh, you put King Bob.
No, I put the Golden Age of Wrestling.
Oh, that's good.
Because they have a new record
out. I had three options in my brain.
Mm-hmm. And two of them were Jeff Kincaid projects.
Yeah. But I went with King Bob, because I feel like King Bob has been the Jesse album of the last couple years.
Yeah. I actually thought about it after I left. I was like, no, but it was the community radio parts were good. The corporate radio parts sucked. Surprise.
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 Surprise. The industry's bleak.
Yeah. The industry is diving headfirst into AI, which we will never do.
No, we won't.
And for good reason, both because it is horrible for the environment and the world and the people who live in it, but also because it just kind of sucks.
I wish there was less ethical implications with AI and that it was much worse than it currently is. Because if it was just like this silly gimmick we could use as like a funny, like on par with a soundboard, that would be a lot of fun. But like it's far less fun and funny than that in reality.
Yeah.
And that bums me out. Apart from like AI in general, you know,
I think that part of this is the uncanny valley thing, right? Where, you know, I 10 years ago created the intro for another show on CJSF called Speak Up and used a computer voice generator to generate all the voices in it, but it obviously sounds like janky, fake, not real humanity.
And there's like an aesthetic value to that, right?
Yeah, and even though the people who are making it were trying to make it sound as realistic as possible, the limitations of it make it seem like they weren't trying at all. Thank you for... Well, I was going to say thank you for the work that you've done, but it's led us here to this. Anyway, Jamie and I have obviously been ranting about AI for decades prior to the show.
For decades.
And
the first episode of the mixtape was an anti-AI episode.
Exactly. But I wanted to share a Vancouver music-related AI victory story.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm going to let you back behind the curtain a little bit here. When I do my part of the grueling process that is researching each show, finding the music for this show, I roll up my sleeves, I type in bandcamp.com/tag/Vancouver/newest, and I push enter.
Hold on. You don't like fill out the form, or not the form, but like you don't select all the things manually.
Oh, I mean, at this point, I type BA and then it auto completes to exactly where I need to go. So
every time I do it, it's bandcamp.com is where I go first.
And then it's tags, search. Vancouver. Yeah. Anyway. Wow.
Shortcut Jesse.
I know. Well, years of experience, you know? So I pull up this list of the most recent music by Vancouver artists submitted to Bandcamp. Don't steal this trick or you won't ever have to listen to this show ever again. I go through and I listen, and a lot of the time I'm looking for artists I know, but I'm also just casually dropping in on things that seem interesting, that pique my interest. And for the last couple of years, I have scrolled past and I keep seeing this artist, this music, this release on Bandcamp, these releases by the same account, and I'm not even going to do them the benefit of saying the name because I don't want to give them publicity, but if you go in and click on it, it's like, this is an AI art music project from this person in Vancouver.
And ew!
Just like release after release after release. And so recently Bandcamp announced that you can't have AI on Bandcamp, and their stuff was still up there. I kept seeing this. I submitted a complaint to Bandcamp.
Oh,
I reported, and while I was in Toronto, I got an email saying, hey, we've reviewed your complaint, and we have removed this artist for violating Bandcamp's terms of service. So, way to go, Bandcamp.
Hell yeah. I was worried. I thought it might be $6 million guitar. If you peruse Bandcamp in the Vancouver tags, you know. If you know, you know. But I saw them there this morning, so.
Yeah.
Whew. Bullet dodged, everyone.
That is very not AI.
We should get $6 million guitar on the show once.
I mean, we might want to play 6 million guitar on the show
No.
Okay, just a raw
it's
intro
an episode just for you and me.
Okay. Well, I'll ponder that. And at this point, no offense, $6 million guitar. I just think that maybe a different show. Anyway, we're going to play some music, and it's not going to be the $6 million guitar. It's going to be new music by Doohickey Cubicle.
Let's go!
A fun band with a fun name and fun music. This is called Luck and Fantasy.
It's not personal.
mixtape newcomer. It's The Lake by Wright.
Mm.
With a W. Wright.
Wright. Robin Wright.
Exactly. Or Zach Wierenski without the E.
Yeah.
One of the E's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. From the record, if I could be anyone, I'd be a spring, which was cool. Before that, we had Pacific Coliseum, the Teen Days alter ego, with the title track from the new record, Distort the Color. And before that, Luck and Fantasy by Doohickey Cubicle, which is the lead single from an upcoming record called Good At It, which is coming out at the end of July.
There's some clips from the music video on Instagram. I'm not sure if the music video is out yet. Maybe it just got released.
I think
released.
It might be.
Anyways, the music video looked fun.
It reminds me, just based on the... the album art for this single is a screen cap from the video,
yeah.
And it shows Allie, I presume, being brushed.
Pasted or something.
And that reminds me of, for whatever reason, of the new Sensei video.
Yes!
Where a certain future alt-country star has his face covered in peanut butter and a dog licks it all up.
Iconic music video.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably the best music video to ever come out of Vancouver.
Wow.
Do you disagree?
Well, I'm just thinking. I don't have a full list in front of me, you know, but what are there good Gob music videos?
I mean, yeah, there's great Gob music videos. Like, mm-hmm. Soda's great when they're just riding bikes off into a lake.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... I don't know. I think that new Sensei is like an all-time great video.
It is very good.
I remember one time, side story, not really relevant to anything, but I remember one time I was
good.
Writing...
Just toss in a sad story for no reason.
I was writing a thing about an alt... Or for like an online magazine, and they were very... This is like at the emergence of the listicle.
Mm.
So they're really pushing for lists.
Yeah.
They also didn't like just music embeds. They like really wanted visual... parts, and I remember I did like a top five best songs of the year from Vancouver artists.
Mm.
But like the caveat was
they all had to have music videos,
Or at least like music on YouTube.
Yeah,
because they liked it that way. Anyway, so I posted. It was actually like a pretty good list. Like I'm pretty happy with the list, but I remember all the comments were like, "Best songs of Vancouver this year didn't have music videos." What? And I'm just getting yelled at in the comments. But this is an example of a good music video and song. I think most of the good singles from Vancouver, like people are putting the work for music videos these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, the Golden Age of Wrestling album has a couple cool ones.
Lana Gray did some pretty sick music videos.
Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe this Doohickey Cubicle will be a contender.
Mm.
We're going to keep things moving. Well, I guess we should talk about the fact that the lineup for Catalano is out.
Yeah. The schedules are posted and everything.
I know. That was surprising to me that they have everything worked out.
It's like
already.
2 months out.
Although, I'm going to throw a little bit of shade. They got the schedule out, but not every artist on the thing has a bio or a website or working links. It's okay. There's still lots of time. Some favorites, some familiar names. One of the things I'm always... excited about with Catalano is, despite the fact that, as I said, on a near weekly basis, I am trolling the Bandcamp depths to see what's coming out. Well, I mean, not everybody releases their music on Bandcamp.
True.
But
less so now.
Less so now. But just the sheer number of artists that I am discovering on this poster, which is always one of the great parts of a festival. You know, the big names draw you in, and then you're like, oh, what else can I see while I'm here? And sometimes you find all sorts of stuff that you would not otherwise have found. And am I going to play those artists in this segment? No, I'm going to play the big favorites.
Big dogs.
The big dogs, as well as some that we haven't played. I do have a cool, fresh mixtape first, and then maybe a second or third play. The names at the top of the list, Art Deco, who has not been a huge mixtape feature, but time and again, Uncle Strut, I believe we've played. Kim Wardle, very exciting. Brass Camel, friends of the show. Rich Hope of Mounties, Desiree Dawson, Concrete Vehicles, formerly known as Computer. I think just on the basis of bands served with a cease and desist and forced to change their name. Like, they got to be up there.
It's like them and Blink-182.
Exactly. the artist that's going to kick off this set of Katsalano performers is Serengeti.
Hey, we love Serengeti.
We love Serengeti, featuring Sade Awele and Katie Sly and friends. This one is called Something Good.
I do. So they no go see me for kakadu. Cause kaka susu de for corner. Many no bad, na so many no good. Like to get shoe, na who wear am they know. We on a pencil for God. From my mouth to God, yeah, I dey pray. If be one love, next side, day, happiness.
I guess God